This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
And hello, hello, my loves. It is so good to see you on this almost last Tuesday of the month. That's right. It is actually the last Wednesday of the month, which that's on me. I will take responsibility for that. February, it's a shorter month. There are fewer Tuesdays, generally speaking, although got a complainer amongst us tonight. I'm not going to point out any specific names, but it's that one. So anyway, ended up double booking. Here I am tonight. It is Wednesday. I'm super excited to be here with you. I am super thrilled to bring you some weird stuff. There's not like an unending amount tonight, but small but mighty, if I will say. But first and foremost, how is everyone doing? How is your life going? How are you? Let's talk about that for a minute. And how has your February been going? Honestly, around here where I am in the unnamed Midwest, it has been weirdly warm the past few days, like up to the 70s, 80s. And then today, it was a high of 34. So my body's all doing some crazy stuff because I am too old for temperature changes of this variety. It makes me confused. It makes my bones do things that I'm not super fond of. But thankfully, I haven't had to go out amongst the cold today, i.e. class virtually, working from home, etc. But something I do have to share that I am very excited about is, and I suppose I'm actually gonna have to hear, wait, hang on. And yes, no, Ice Bunny, it's not a break so much as just like when the weather changes, my body just starts to do things. Like I get headaches. I'm pretty sure my hip is gonna start being like, oh, it's gonna rain. But I do want to share my exciting, not so much weird news, but exciting news nonetheless, other than my nose running slightly, is that yesterday I also spent a whole lot of time in the hot seat because someone got color, finally, color on the old sleeve. It has been about 5+ years since I've had anything done with it. We were working with line work and a little bit of orange on the fox for this entire time, and finally got a whole bunch of color put on yesterday, and my arm is very swollen. We're still in a bit of pain, but you know what? I am super thrilled. I think we're going to be able to knock her out in one more sesh. So I am very excited, also very tentative because it is a painful process. But it's worth it. Dr. Squiggums, hello, hello, how are you? I hope that you are doing well. And and yeah, no, Ice Buddy, absolutely, it is called aging. That is me, I am aging. And you know, I'm not mad, because the only alternative is to not be aging, and I'll take aging over. But yeah, the ink actually hurt quite a bit. And again, it's been like 5 years since I've gotten anything done. So it took a minute for my body to become reacquainted with the sensation. And when you go in for session, a lot of times, once you're there, the adrenaline starts going, things start to feel a little more like this is happening, but I'm not dying. And the thing, too, I had somebody mention to me about being afraid of needles before. Tattoo needles don't actually look like regular needles. They don't look big and scary with the little coming out the needle on the end. And the feeling is actually, it's different. It's not as, I mean, it's a longer session, but I don't think the actual experience is as bad as, like, if you were getting shots for that long. So it's very different than just, like, regular needle stuff. But no, Ice Bunny, I would never, especially considering that someone, and here's my next bit of exciting news, someone has two thumbs and has a tattoo apprenticeship. This guy, that's right. I am officially Facebook official, apprenticing under a very good friend and very incredible artist, Jackie Rabbit, who is out of the same place that I'm out of and just does amazing work. So all of which to say that someone else will hopefully also be doing amazing work in the old realm of tattoos at some point, and that's me. So super thrilled, super stoked, a lot of really cool stuff going on. A lot of kind of harrowing stuff too, but it is, you know, 2024, so what are you going to do? But yeah, without further ado, my people, let's get going. Let's get into this, because I want to make sure to get you all these stories here tonight. So, first up on our docket, and I say that specifically because you'll notice what you see before you here. Pardon. This is actually a courtroom, you see. And this person here, sitting right down here at the bottom on her phone, that's the judge. So the story here, this happened in Oklahoma City. A judge, District Judge Terry Soderstrom, has agreed to step down on Friday after she was caught sending hundreds of texts from the bench while overseeing a murder trial in the killing of a 2-year-old boy. And among these messages were messages that mocked the prosecutors, apparently, and were also, quote-unquote, sprinkled with emojis. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not against an emoji. I can emoji with the best of them. Time and place. Read the room. But I guess she couldn't read the room because she was texting too much. So she's actually going to be going to court as well because what the fuck? But apparently what she has said is, quote, I don't know what she sounds like. I'm going to do my best though. I promise to uphold the Constitution in a fair, even-handed and efficient manner. I believe that I have done so. However, being human, I have also faltered. That is the weakest apology I have ever heard. Essentially, she did nothing wrong other than being a human being, so that's great. and yes, Craghorst, me with sharp objects, which is not, it does happen on occasion, right? Like, I do, like, crafty things, but this will be the first time that I'm addressing sharp objects toward people specifically, so prepare yourself for that. and thank you, Ice Bunny. I did sound like the Don of the Mafia, because for whatever reason, that's what I assume this judge sounds like. Because, you know what? No, that's too gracious, I think, because this is ridiculous. Like, it was a murder trial for a baby, like, a baby. And she's mocking the prosecutors and using emojis. There's not too much I can say, that really expresses how gross that is. But, yeah. Hello. Oh man, it's gonna take me a second. TD Side of Machines. I hope I said that correctly. If not, correct me. But yes, hello, welcome. You're just in time to get to a story that is a little bit better than this judge story. yeah, it's not great. It's not great. But our next story, what's this you say? Is that a missile in someone's garage? Why, yes, it is. So this one takes place in Bellevue, Washington, which a brief aside. There's a Bellevue near me. Is there a Bellevue everywhere? Like, it's not like Springfield, where there's Springfields literally just sprinkled all over the place. But, yeah, Bellevue, anyone? Does everyone have a Bellevue near them? Anyway, so what had happened, you see, was that police responded on the Thursday before this, and this was posted on the 3rd, so it was a couple weeks ago now. Well, some weeks ago. But police responded Thursday to the report of a military-grade rocket in the garage of a home in the city across Lake Washington from Seattle. So apparently, police said an Air Force museum in Dayton, Ohio had called to report an offer to donate the item, which a neighbor said had been purchased at an estate sale. I love estate sales. You can get just anything. Well, apparently you can. Apparently you can't get anything at an estate sale because they got a bomb. And you know, good on you to the Air Force Museum for calling it in and being like, hey, hello, yes, 911. I've got a potentially a weird story for you, but something you may want to check out. but yeah, so estate sales. Love them. I wouldn't need all this, though. But yeah, so apparently bomb squad people showed up. They checked it out. And it is apparently a Douglas Air 2 Genie, previous designation MB-1, which is an unguided air-to-air rocket designed to carry a 1.5 KTW-25, those words mean nothing to me, but I'm sure they're deadly, a nuclear warhead. But luckily, there was no warhead attached and no rocket fuel, so it essentially was just an artifact that is big and scary looking, but not actually dangerous. And Ice Bunny brings up a really good point. There's still, like, bombs in the ground in Germany. And honestly, in a lot of places, too. I believe in Cambodia, there's still a lot of, like, landmines. I mean, there are dangerous things all over the place. We do not need to add to that by putting these things in your garage. Don't do that. If you go to an estate sale, PSA. PSA. Hello. It's me, your friend Rocket Fox. You may be wondering why I've asked you here today. Well, I just wanted to say, please don't put old bombs in your garage. We don't need that. The police don't need that. You don't need that. This has been my... The more you know. So this has been my PSA for that. And yes, yeah, so also, TD, wonderful. Thank you for giving me an out on your name. yes, also, Volpes Fox, hello. Good to see you. But yeah, so bombs. No, don't buy those at estate sales. That's not for you. That's for someone else. So anyway, speaking of danger and dangerous things, nothing is more dangerous than an Xbox console. So this next story comes out of Daytona Beach. It's a Florida situation. And so police, as of posting this, which was February 16th, so there might have been some movement since then, but police were searching for a man accused of attacking his friend with a sword, not just a sword, my friends, a samurai sword. So the 911 caller, who appeared to be a neighbor, was quoted as saying, I was walking out of my apartment, and this guy came over to me and he said, someone just got stabbed in the apartment he just came out of. So the call came in, the police show up, and a man was apparently repeatedly struck with a samurai sword, and this started over, that's right, the Xbox console. Now, I'm not sure here if it was an Xbox One, but the person apparently asked if he was going to let him have his Xbox, and he said no, which must have upset the guy. Flintside Grimes, these are apparently the names, went over to hang out with his friend but refused to give the Xbox, and Grimes got upset, swung the sword, and interestingly enough, so Flint is, Jimmy Flint is the police guy who talks about stuff that's happening. In this article, he is quoted as saying, quote, and this is the second time and will be the third time in my career that I've seen when he was talking about how unusual the incident is. Weirdly enough to me, it's not unusual enough that this is the only time. What other situations are people swinging around samurai swords? I don't understand. And also, yeah, no, if he struck this person three times and they are still kicking, it was apparently a shit sword. Not that it should have been a better sword. I'm just saying. Apparently, the victim was screaming when he walked out of the apartment. He had been cut in the face and shoulder, also in the hand. He was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. It was a cheap sword, of course. But still, like, don't do that. Just don't. Get your own Xbox. Go on Facebook Marketplace. There's all sorts of stuff on there. And Vulpes Vox, as far as having a sword for home defense, A, honestly, I think in a lot of degrees, like, I wouldn't trust myself with a gun because I get startled very easily, and that's not for me. A sword, I think I could do. And, like, honestly, I would rather not kill somebody, you know. I'd rather just swing it wantonly and just, like, get them to go away from me. So I like that idea of having a home defense sword, the classic home defense sword. But yeah. And also, TD, thank you so much. A compliment on the aesthetic. Yes, appreciate. I just recolored the old do. So I went back. Well, it's the same color it was before. I just refreshed it. Neither here nor there, but thank you. why are people so angry? What is happening? And I'm angry too, but still I'm not swinging swords at people. Next up, we have what apparently could be our first animal criminal of the evening. Yes, that's right. Look at this pigeon. Memorize this pigeon. Note this pigeon. So this happens in New Delhi. Indian police cleared a suspected Chinese spy pigeon after 8 months of detention. That's right. This pigeon was detained for 8 months on charges of being a Chinese spy. And apparently after the detainment, it was released into the wild, probably to go back to China from where it came from to report back its spy findings. But what happened was that and I love the way this is written. It's written, and I quote, "The pigeon's ordeal began in May when it was captured near a port in Mumbai with two rings tied to its legs, carrying words that looked like Chinese." That feels really not great, because it could have been anything. But then apparently the police suspected it was involved in espionage and took it in, later sending it to Mumbai's Bhai Sakarbhai Dinshaw Petit Hospital for animals. It turned out the pigeon was an open water racing bird from Taiwan that had escaped and made its way to India. With police permission, the bird was transferred to the Bombay Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, whose doctors set it free on Tuesday. Which, to be fair, the thing about that, if it's a domestic pigeon and you set it free in the wild, it's gonna get eaten by something, right? Like that's what happens. That's put it, and I guess if it escaped and came over here, like, I guess hopefully it would go back to from where it came, but like don't release domesticated animals into the wild, my people. Like, come on. But also, as an aside, fun side fact, did you know that in the US, all pigeons are descended from domesticated pigeons that were brought to the country? They do not naturally occur in America. So all pigeons you see actually came from domesticated pigeons. Gregor says, the bird probably came out of a spy balloon, and yeah, you know what? I could see that. I'm imagining a little hot air balloon, a Zephyr. No, I'm imagining a small one, right? Like a little steampunk Zephyr with this pigeon sitting inside with his little monocle on, and his spy documents all over the place. I kind of love this idea. Also, the fact that the pigeon turned out not to be a spy but a racer. I feel like this could be a very fun movie. So think about that. But the last thing I'll add on this story is that apparently apparently. It is not the first time a bird has come under police suspicion in India. That's right, in 2020, police in Indian-controlled Kashmir released a pigeon belonging to a Pakistani fisherman after a probe found that the bird, which had flown across the heavily militarized border, was not a spy. Apparently, like, a lot of people are thinking these birds are spies, which is fine, I guess, but what's it, like, unless it has a camera attached to it, and if you've taken the bird into detention for, like, 8 months, you can probably know that there's nothing attached to it. What's it gonna do? Was it gonna talk? Like, what is it finding out? And I don't know. There are probably things that could happen, but I'm a little dubious. That seems like a lot of pigeon suspicion, in my opinion. In my opinion. So next up, this one's pretty wild. So, well, no, and that's fair. Like, Ice Bunny just bring up Julia Child being a spy, but a pigeon. But yeah, so our next one, this is wild. So buckle up, everybody. So this one happened in Johnston, Rhode Island. So there was a guy, well, it was a hiker. It doesn't say if it was a guy, but I use that colloquially. Colloquially, I've lost the ability to speak. But yeah, so there was a hiker who was attacked and bitten on the leg while walking in the woods by a coyote. This image right here, this is not the coyote in question. This is not the guilty party. I just found a coyote picture because they did not, maybe it's legal reasons, maybe the coyote has hired, well, we'll get to that. This is not the coyote that did it though. But anyway, a coyote went and bit somebody in the leg, and then the hiker, enraged upon being bitten in the leg by a coyote, took and like pinned the coyote down and strangled it to death. The hiker killed the coyote. However, the same coyote apparently had attacked a dog walker the day before nearby. And which, as anybody who's knows anything about wild animals, if these coyotes are attacking people, well, this not this one, but if the specific coyote in question was attacking people, that means that something was amiss. And it turned out something was amiss because this coyote did in fact have rabies, which they found out later. But yes, no, TD, you are absolutely correct. It was rabies. So this one is saying, oh wait, no, so apparently there's an older incident that was kind of similar. In January of 2020, a man strangled coyote with his bare hands after the coyote had attacked him and his family. That one was tested for rabies, but it's not known whether or not it had rabies. This coyote in this story that just happened did have rabies. So I'm assuming the guy who got bit in the leg had to get the stomach needle and all that, which is a huge bummer, but not as big a bummer as getting rabies, because just another PSA time. Hey friends, if you get rabies, you're gonna die. So not that, like, you can't, if you get bit by a rabies creature and you get all the courses of shots and stuff you need right away, you can be okay. But once you have a symptom, it is too late for you. I believe, to my knowledge, in my studied research, there has been one person who actually came down with full rabies, like got the symptoms and everything, and was able to come back from it. But that is a very, very rare case, in that it happened to one person. One person was able to come back from it. So if you're ever touched by the wild, please get a shot. That goes for everything. I'm not going to correct that. That's just a broad statement. I'm going to leave it. But yeah, Crack Horse sharing that there was a lot of guilty coyotes out and about those parts. So y'all watch yourself and be careful. Don't let them come biting you. So next up, we do have some crime behaviors, but it is not the animal that is to blame. You see, what happened here, this is in Albany, New York. A New York man admitted to smuggling three Burmese pythons in his pants. He indeed had a pants python. In fact, he had three. Now, Real quick, I do want to point out this picture that I used. I pulled it off on Splash. I looked up Burmese python. What we're seeing right here appears to me to be a ball python from the patterns that I'm seeing. So take this picture with a grain of salt. But the snakes in question, multiple, all three snakes in question were Burmese pythons. Just in the pants. I'm imagining they were probably, like, when snakes are babies, they're actually fairly small. You know, when they first hatch, they don't come out, like, 6 feet long or whatever. But still, like, what do you just have them pinned in there? In your underwear? Do you have them pinned in your underwear? Do you just let them wrap around the leg? Around other things? Like, what, do you put them in your, do you have internal pockets? Like, I don't know. I have a lot of questions that are never going to be answered because I don't know that I really want answers. But yeah, oh wait, hang on. Well, never mind, we're about to get some answers. See, this is what happens when I don't read ahead. So the accused, well, I guess they saw the snakes in there, he's guilty, is Calvin Bautista, 38, good to know, crossed into northern New York with the hidden snakes on a bus, from Montreal to New York City on... this actually happened. Why? I don't know why this was posted recently. This actually happened a few years ago. But apparently the young adult snakes implies to me that they actually weren't babies. They were young adults, which are not that small, question mark. But apparently the snakes were hidden in the inner thigh of his pants in a snake bag that were tied to the pants drawstrings. Listen. You have these snakes in bags tied to drawstrings hanging from your pants? And you don't think that's going to be noticeable? Like, tape them down or something. This is fine. I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed. But yeah, so apparently the Queens resident purchased the snakes, which were worth more than $2,500 at a reptile store in Canada. So importation of Burmese pythons is regulated by international treaty. And it lists them as, quote, injurious to human beings. So the Burmese python is one of the world's largest snakes and considered a vulnerable species in the native Asia and invasive in Florida, where it threatens native animals. Fun side fact, the reticulated python is the largest snake, and I have one that's going through a bit of a shed right now over there, so I'm going to leave him be, but that's what udon is. So three snakes in the pants. Not great. Right, no. Ice Bunny brings up an amazing point. Listen, if you just want to stick some stuff down there, three snakes, I guess you could do worse. Don't do that. Don't do it. It's a mistake. It's a mistake. So next up, this is another story where the criminals are messing around with animals and just stop it. Stop it, criminals. Leave the animals alone. No. Oh, okay. So real quick, do have to point out, Crycourse brings up that the snakes in the pants sounds like something from a monastery demonstration. Snakes dangling from the danglies. Yes. So this next one, this happened at the Boston Logan International Airport. So apparently... there was a security screening for passengers, as often there is, and a canine officer named Buddy sniffed out these mummified monkeys that were inside luggage belonging to a traveler who recently returned to the U.S. from the Democratic Republic of Congo. Things like this are considered to be bushmeat. Minimally, like raw or minimally processed meat from certain wild animals, aka bushmeat, is not allowed to enter the U.S. because of health concerns. It can carry germs that cause illness, including Ebola. So that's one reason not to do it. However, this traveler brought in 8 pounds of it, and the Centers for Disease Control marked it for destruction. Interestingly enough, it is not the weirdest not legal animal meat to come through. Airport agents around the country have encountered a variety of meats. Apparently, at the Washington Dulles Airport, had confiscated charred bat in 2022. Like, if you're going to eat whatever, eat, but is that how we, like, isn't bat, eating bat, how we got COVID? Anyway, you know what? Point being, in 2019 at the O'Hare International Airport, security intercepted 32 pounds of rat meat. So that's does not sound tasty to me. But also, I am not three snakes in a man's pants. So I guess it wouldn't sound tasty to me now, would it? As we move on, next up, you may remember from last month, we had a criminal kangaroo. And that came, well, maybe not that specific kangaroo, but a criminal kangaroo is back at it again. So this happened in Florida, where, in Tampa, more specifically, where a kangaroo was once again found just hopping about, doing its business, doing just kangaroo things. So what happened is that the woman who called it in goes, I actually see a kangaroo. It's kind of a large kangaroo. We got him closed in the pool gate area. And for anyone who knows anything about kangaroos, they are big and angry. But at least they can be. They can get really big, really angry, you know, the real buff looking ones, and they will just get you. They will get you. but yeah, so apparently once the police were called and they came through, they were able to figure out who the owner of said kangaroo was and check for proper registration. Apparently, no injuries to the kangaroo or anyone else were reported. However, I do have here a video of said kangaroo. So let us all watch and enjoy. I'll warn you now, there's probably going to be an ad. I knew it! No, don't look! Don't look! Here, wait. You can quasi hear it. Here we go. So here it is. You can see. This is a really, like, I like the patterns on this kangaroo, but
I actually see a kangaroo.
It's just
it's kind of a large kangaroo. We got it close into the pool gated area.
Oh, there he goes. There or she, I don't know. There they go. Luckily they didn't go into the pool though, because I don't know if kangaroos swim. Do kangaroos swim? Volpe's Box, are you from Australia, do you know? Do kangaroos swim? Is that their deal? Oh, look how cute he is! They did reunite him with the owner, though, so that's exciting. I really wish to know what this kangaroo's name is. There he goes. Look at him just hopping all about. Oh, how festive. I like kangaroos. I really do. Although I do understand that they are jackasses, and they will, like, attack dogs. They will try and drown dogs. They will kick you with their big old feet. They'll punch you with their big old hands, and they'll look you right in the eye with their big old faces. So that's something to bear in mind, too. Oh, Rob, hello. Good to see you. Hope everything is going well. And Vulpes Fox does bring up that not willingly will kangaroos swim, but they can. So there you have it. Luckily, it looked like one moment he wanted to like check out the pool. He was doing a little sniff around. Maybe he was thirsty. Hopefully noticed that it was very chlorinated, so decided against it. I can't imagine that would be very tasty. So as we move along, next up, you know what it is. That's right. We had Groundhog's Day. So apparently our current groundhog is named this is killing me. The groundhog's name is Punxsutawney Phil. I did my best. But apparently, Groundhog's Day came around and Punxsutawney Phil, who apparently is a renowned groundhog and has been predicting when winter will end since 1887, Hang on a minute. There is no way this one groundhog has been guessing the end of spring since 1887. That has to be a typo. Oh, Puxatony. Thank you, TD. So Puxatony, Phil, again, do not tell me that this groundhog is over 100 years old, because I do not believe that. Look at him. He looks so good for his age. It's a place. Massive people came to Puxatony. I see. That's probably why that's in his name. So apparently what had happened was that he comes out, and apparently Phil has gotten it right 30% of the time over the past 10 years. So this particular groundhog has been in business for 10 years at least. But the prediction, I guess we'll say, this time around, apparently there's going to be an early spring, which is probably not at all based on the fact that it seems that way due to weather patterns, and it was like in the 80s yesterday here, but I digress. So Vampire Bites brings up that it's the same groundhog every time, but sometimes that groundhog is Phyllis, and sometimes that groundhog is Phil. It's always the same groundhog. But also, I like the idea that it is, in fact, a vampire groundhog. Look at that face. That's a face of a vampire groundhog. That's another story I want to see, along with the spy pigeon who came out of a lucrative racing career. I don't know necessarily, Ice Bunny, that it's any worse than the regular early worm that we've been getting. I don't know. Now, is it bad if this groundhog is a vampire? I guess if he's been kicking around since 1887, he's probably got a method. He's probably doing his own thing. He's probably not going to unleash some sort of rabid groundhog hell upon all of us. Probably. But I don't look at that face, though. He looks like he's up to something. I'm just saying, I would keep an eye on him. Next up, we have a story. I need to prepare myself for this one. Because there's no way to really describe what it is without just... So this chest is the chest of David Beckham, for anyone who doesn't know. I've generally not been a huge... I did not know personally, but apparently... New York City surgeons are seeing a huge surge in men who are seeking to have their nipples surgically altered to look like Beckham's nipples. That's apparently a new thing. This is what is happening now. The price tag is about $5,000 for this particular procedure. Apparently this one plastic surgeon was saying that he is now performing the procedure once every 2 weeks, which is up from a handful of times last year. And a handful of times for the entire year, not like every few weeks or something like that. He said apparently it's a growing trend and has overheard men saying they need their nips to look just like Beckham's, which is not something I've ever heard a dude say. I guess if you're a plastic surgeon, you're hanging around crowds that are going to say things like that. I've never heard anyone say it. listen. This isn't a PSA, but I'm drawing close. Whatever anybody wants to do to feel better about themselves, that is consensual, that you can manage to do within your means and such like that, I'm not gonna judge on that. It's whatever. I will say, there is a line to which things become body dysmorphia, and it's an actual issue, right? Like, I know plenty of people who have had, like, some teeth done, who have had, like, little Botox up top here, whatever. Like, I think it's fine. I think it's fine. Whatever you want to do that's going to make you feel happy, I think is great. I just think that getting your nipples changed to look specifically like this guy's nipples is a little strange. That's all I'm saying. It's a little weird. but hey, I'm a little weird. And certainly a lot of things I do are weird too. They're kind of small though, aren't they? Like, I don't really know. Let's move on from all of this though. Our last story for today that I'm super thrilled. We want to end on a high note. And by a high note, I mean a pancake high note. So this apparently, it is a centuries old English pancake race. So what happens, you see, is that people will they're ladies primarily, and they have these checkered aprons and these headbands on, and they have their pancake frying pans, right? And then someone says go. The pancake master. Anyway, so they then, at the word go, take off and they start running through the streets, trying not to drop their pancakes. But roughly they're tracing the path taken by a harried housewife in 1445, who, legend has it, heard the church bells signaling the Shrove Tuesday service and raced off with her skillet. It's a horrible distance, says Kaisa Larkus, who is a mother of four, who apparently has taken part in this pancake race. But yeah, like it's literally a pancake race, which sounds like a lot of fun, to be perfectly honest. Like, I love pancakes. I don't love racing, but I love pancakes. Sorry, you can see my mouse. Like, just, I have the way OBS is set up right now. Anyway. But like, doesn't that seem neat? And we do have a video for this one, which I'm really excited about too. So let's see what this has to offer. Hopefully it won't have an ad. It might though. I'm not a miracle worker. Oh my God, Ed, quickly, look away, avert your eyes. And pancakes. All right, here we go. So here we are ladies and gentlemen, and everyone in between, we are witnessing right now the Pancake Day race. We can watch them go with their frying pans and their pancakes. This does look like a lot of fun, to be honest. Like, I would love this, and I would love to eat all the pancakes as well. Oh, wait, hang on, I think they're about to do a flip. Wait. Oh, look at her go, look at her flip the pancakes. Oh my gosh, and they have a children's round. I love pancakes, you guys. Like, pancakes are delicious. Yeah, no, and so Craig Horse does bring up that now they want pancakes, and I will tell you that as soon as I get off here, I may be making some pancakes. Will I take those pancakes and race them down the street and then race back with them? No, I will not, because I do not like running. It is not something I enjoy. On occasion, I will do it at the gym because I am really, really trying to get back into shape, but I will not do it with a pancake. I do not want to sully the spirit of that pancake by exercising whilst it is in my possession. But I do like the fact that these people do. I like the fact that they do it and I can watch. oh, yes! Ice Bunny does bring up, in Finland they have a wife over your shoulder race, where like the people, I believe people are carrying them kind of like the firemen carry. I don't think it's like draped around the shoulders like a scarf, but more like firemen carry, where they carry their wives, they race carrying their wives. And also I do want to point out Vampire Bites. This seems really on brand just with your name. And I love it. Apparently Eldest knowingly calls crepes creepies, because that's what she thought when she was little. I will have, you know, Vampire Bites, from here on in, I will mark my words. Everyone make a note in your diaries. Today is the day that I started calling crepes creepies forever. That is what they shall be known to me as. Hence, therefore. because that is the best thing I have heard. Yes. So, oh yes. And also, Volpes does bring up the known cheese wheel race, which we have covered before, people have injured themselves. That is a very steep hill that people are running down to catch this cheese wheel. Is it worth it? Yes, it is a giant cheese wheel. I do not know how it could possibly not be worth it. So take that, put it in your mind zone, lock it in there. And also, if you know of any other weird food sports, feel free to send them my way, because I will definitely cover them. We'll find out who has won all of the food sports. That is a platform that I stand on. oh my gosh! Bulbiz Vox has dislocated a thumb. Was it in the cheese race? Was it in the cheese race? I don't think I know anyone who's ever actually attended the cheese race. Everyone, calm down. Everyone, sit down and calm down. Because we have a celebrity among us. I have never, never spoken to anyone who's actually done the cheese race. And we have among us someone who even did not only do the cheese race, but dislocated a thumb. That's almost as good as breaking a face. So, yes. Thank you for sharing that. And I see, the thing is too that, like, it's funny, I don't know that, like, eating competitions where, like, the purpose is to eat as much as you can. Like, I'm thinking more things that are like, it's a sport, but you just put food on top of it. Sport with food on top. I don't know. Like, I have this idea in my head of what it kind of is. But yeah, just think about it. Just think about it. And with that being said, I did not officially introduce myself earlier because, listen, we're all friends. We all go way back. But just in case anyone's hanging out who, you know, is new around these parts, I am your friend, Rocket Fox, and you can find me in such places as next week over on Trooper SJP's channel. We are going to be starting up with the 1, 2, 3, count them, third season of Traveler, Pirates of Drynax, where shit is going down. It's crazy. It's in space. It's pirates. It's a lot. I read some minds. I cut some folks with a sword. It's awesome. Not a samurai sword. Not over an Xbox. But it is good. Other than that, though, you can check me out on the gram. I do have a TikTok now. I've got a Facebook. All these things where I do post various art that I do. Videos of me making things. Videos of me doing makeup things and just talking about weird things. So come hang out with me. Come find me. It'll be beautiful. We'll have a kumbaya moment. We'll link arms and just sway back and forth and then get real dizzy and fall over. But that's who I am. If you have not already, definitely give a follow to Cybernation Uncensored. There's stuff always happening on the channel. There's stuff always going on in the Discord. You want it. You love it. Make sure to give that a follow. And yeah, otherwise, though, stay weird, and if you do come across any other bizarre stories next month that you think maybe I should cover, send me a link, send me a note, I will get back to you. And yeah, that is what I've got. So, aside from that, please make sure to take care of yourself, do something nice for yourself, and if you have it in you, do something nice for someone else, but take care of yourself first. And as always, I look forward to seeing you next time.